which is necessary to allow a patient into a sense of security, which in turn aids the healing process to create a relaxed environment as opposed to an intimidating and scary environment. Having watched some of your F patients go into a very clinical, antiseptic, sterile office, they tend to clam up, and the doctor has to work harder and pull out the information little by little. It's almost like pulling teeth, getting that information. But yet, an office where the doctor is sitting there with his feet on the desk, talking in a nice, relaxed way, will get more out of the patient than the patient would give otherwise.
Now, this goes back to a combination of the two techniques that we saw from Atlantis to after Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
During Atlantis, we're seeing a very not ritual as much as technical
mm-hmm.
environment for healing, using crystals and sound and light
mm-hmm.
and color. To where afterwards, you had none of those things anymore, but you still had the ritual.
Yes.
Which is all that was really left. So they were working from what they knew best without the tools that they had from before.
Right.
Except for the herbs, of course, which were always there.
Right.
And nowadays, you see it where it's a little bit of both. You have the tools. You don't have the ritual anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have the tools and the more professionalism.
It is starting to lean that way. Let us go back to the healings of Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in a nice warm room. We're laughing and joking. We start the rituals. What did I always suggest that she do?
Balls of light?
No, besides that. Something that was, even when we were just discussing.
Oh, well, pause for that.
Actually, a cup of tea.
Oh.
To relax.
Yeah.
Of course it works. Why do something if it doesn't work? Giving her a cup of tea to relax works. Balls of light work. The whole entire rituals are designed for a specific purpose, and this purpose is to heal. Why do we do them? Because they work. That's the most important thing. It doesn't matter how strange and bizarre it looks, as long as one thing happens. And that one thing is,
mm-hmm.
Well, it works. Anyway.
Thank you, my love.
You're welcome. I love you.
Bye.
Okay, Russ. Let us look at Tara's brief dissertation and comments.
She is quite correct in her discussion on things that are culturally suitable and environmentally suitable. Yes, there is a link between the two, between my dissertation and her dissertation. It is important that environmental factors are taken into consideration. Okay. The healing sessions with Kerry. Yes, I believe with consent from Kerry, it can go on the internet. You have to remember this is an external person that went through a healing session or numerous healing sessions. So therefore, it is important to have her consent. The discussion on healing techniques and the clinical nature of your third dimensional medical system, and in comparison to a more relaxed environment,
Yes, that can go on. Any questions? Okay. Russ, relax. I am censoring. I am not probing. Do not be intimidated unless you do really wish to be probed. Okay. Thank you. You asked that, didn't you?
Well, it was pretty funny, though. I had to try to not laugh at that one.
Mm-hmm. He tells you to relax, and then he goes, I am not here to probe, I'm here to censor, unless you wish to be probed.
I'm quite happy with my brain intact.
Put you in the corner, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Any questions for me?
Yeah, what is the little sucker up there trying to yell this time?
Let me in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know where he learned language like that.
No, it wasn't for me.
Well, the little one there doesn't.
Which is lovely.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that the bigger ones are so rude?
Because they're bigger ones.
Ah.
They haven't learned humility yet.
Hmm. And the funny thing is that they stay out there until they learn humility. Now he's saying that he's hungry. That he can learn patience. Come here! Come here! All right! Come here! Yeah. He's always got to get the last word in. I told him to wait and learn patience.
Good girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's going, I'm not patient. I want in. I want in. I want in. Wait until he does that long.
Yeah. You know, figure it out. All right.
It's coming. You wait. He had the tone in his voice change?
That one changed.
I won't say exactly what he said. It began with a B. Okay.
Hello.
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 Hello, Leah?
Yes.
Hi, Leah. How you doing, dear?
Not too bad.
The Tanubi clan? Tanubial clan. That's right.
Family.
Family.
Hmm. And it's something I do not understand.
It's the same thing, only more Celtic, which you don't understand either. It's an air. Never mind. Anyway, how are you doing, my dear?
Okay. What is Celtic?
Celtic is a group of peoples of many different families and cultures that inhabited the northern part of the continent we now call Europe, mostly in the British Isles, where Mark is from.
But you called them a clan?
Right. Yes, because that's what they call themselves.
So, as a group, they're called a clan?
No, multiple different clans. For example, you had the MacLeod clan. You had the...
Why is Tia going there can only be one? When you said MacLeod, she started leaping around saying there can only be one.
That would be from a popular media movie series down here called Highlander. Which is a movie about, it's a fictional movie concerning clans that, okay, you get it all figured out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that last part. I was wondering what a movie was.
Cinema. Like a hollow.
That's what Tia said.
Right.
Hollow.
Hollow.
You were saying
It is a fictional hollow of...
of a story about a immortal kind of beings who fight among themselves so that there is only one left who then receives the great prize.
So they fight to kill each other?
Right, they have to behead each other. And then they take then that they are not, person.
Then they are not immortal. There is a problem there.
Right, they call themselves immortals because if they aren't beheaded, they live forever.
They assume they live forever.
Right.
But it is a recreational entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So it's a recreational picture for entertainment. Hmm. Interesting concept.
Well, it's sort of like what your sister does, but with a more of a storyline to it.
Yes, do not have a storyline?
No.
Have you seen one?
Yeah.
Have you watched it all the way through?
No.
Well, you can't say, can you?
Well, I can't stay up there as long enough to watch a whole thing all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a storyline?
Mm-hmm. You get to have to ask her.
I'll have to ask you then. Anyway, darling, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear it. Good to hear it.
Do I have to give a talk?
No, actually. I'm just going to ask you a few questions about your family.
Okay.
All right. We know quite a bit about the Tanaka family from their history and where they came from and the various myths and legends that led up to where they're at now. But we know absolutely nothing about the Tanubial clan, our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you might fill in a few of the blanks.
What would you like to know?
Well, for example, with the Tanaka family, we have various legends, or a legend in particular, that describes their origins. Is there any such thing in the Tanubial family?
There is a story, rather long story, of us coming out of the sea to a land that was empty but full of life.
Oh, is there a short version of it?
No, not really. Oh. It's more of, I don't know what the word would be. It's,
epic?
What's an epic?
Epic is a very long story that has many twists and turns that start, beginning, middle.
Mm-hmm.
A dramatic.
Yes, kind of like that. I think I know what you mean. An epic would be a long, drawn-out story involving many gyrations of families, or family members.
Right, yeah, that's it.
Yes and no. Kiri says saga.
Saga, another good one, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know what a saga is.
Oh, good.
Yes, almost. A saga, but it is, you would call ballad saga?
Oh, yeah, it's almost a singing kind of
thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, longer than a 90-minute tape, probably.
It normally takes, when we tell it at special times, the harvest of the spring fish. We will sit around, the whole entire family will get together. All 3,000 of us at the last count. And we each tell a part.
Oh.
And it will go for a few days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you tell me your part?
My part would definitely take more than one of your recording times.
Oh, well. It's a thought. Mm-hmm. What is a springing fish?
It is a fish that is a big fish that climbs rocks with water.
Oh, like a leaping fish.
Mm-hmm. And it goes
like
up.
Our salmon.
And it's not salmon.
Oh, but we have salmon that do the same thing.
And they're about this big.
That's not a big fish.
Hmm?
That's not a big fish.
Did I say big fish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well, that's a tiny little thing.
Well, this is...
I'm thinking these big, giant tarpon-like things.
Oh, there are Those that they're not springing fish. Those are the climbing fish.
Oh.
And it used to be in our history that to prove that you were a person of reckoning, you would catch one.
Oh. Very difficult, I think.
Well, I've never succeeded, and I've tried a few times. For fun.
Okay.
The only thing that you have is your swimsuit.
Hmm. I bet Hoon would catch some. She strikes me as one of those springing fish kind of people.
When you stand on the rocks and try to catch them as they come.
Yeah, she'd love that.
She says she's proud.
Has it caught one?
No.
I am shocked.
Well, I actually had a hold of one on one occasion.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good job.
Had my fingers in its gills. I was about 14. And I wrestled it and wrestled and wrestled, and it broke my fingers.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
For a little fish, that's a strong little fish.
No. This is the, not the springing fish,
oh, the climbing jumping fish.
Climbing fish.
Oh, they're bigger.
Mm-hmm. They're about, average one is about, I should say, 7 feet long.
Jeez. No.
The length of the futon.
Okay, that's 6 feet plus a little bit. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see where that would be a, definitely someone to reckon with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing you even tried. 14. Yeah, that could be quite a bit bigger than you are at 14.
No, the one I caught was about my size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Weighed a lot more than I did.
Okay, well, thank you. That's a good little idea of the Tanubial family there. It's all well, history.
We are a waterborne race.
Right. I can relate to that being a my sign, as we call it down here, is a water sign.
Hmm.
I think Kara's explained it to me as you had a similar kind of astrological signs on Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
But mine is the fish.
The fish? What fish?
Pisces. Just fish in particular.
Ah.
Hey, what kind of fish?
My sign is the deep fish.
Ah. It
goes deep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm. That's in the middle part of the winter.
Good. Maybe you can explain this a little bit about the signs, because nobody's ever gone into the signs part at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give me a little quick thing about, you know, your deep fish. What okay. How does that relate to you as a person? Does that mean you have deep thoughts?
Deep thoughts. The fish is a loner fish.
Oh.
It doesn't say much. It goes deep in the water, but it thinks deep. And the other fish, because it goes so deep and moves so fast, are scared of it. There's the Horok. Trying to think of what that would be. It's a animal with a short nose.
Like a pig?
Describe what a pig is.
A pig is a quadrupedal, furless, hairless, well, partially haired animal that we use for a food source down here.
That could be anything.
Right.
A little more detail, please.
It's fat, has a short, curly tail, short, fat little nose squared off, just nostrils right there in front.
Mm-hmm. And guys,
right, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horak.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They're on Sirius, they're not so chubby. They move very, very fast. Oh,
please don't.
They are quite smart. The horak is the action animal.
Oh, okay.
That's a Hoona's animal.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm. that she was born on the point of the changeover with the runner animal.
Oh, as we would call it, on the cusp.
Cusp?
Yeah, that would be the changeover between the two signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was born right at the point of the changeover.
Okay.
And so she is part of Korok and part of the runner.
Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. The runner is the breeding animal. Mm-hmm. It's the one with the ears and the whiskers.
Ah, okay.
So she has the...
The bunny.
Yes. She has the strength and stamina of the Horak, and then the speed and agility of the runner.
Ah, and you have the deep fish.
Mm-hmm.
It seems apt and quite well put, just as what our signs are.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thank you. That's a very enjoyable dissertation on your part.
Any questions?
No, you've covered it all. Thank you, Leon. Very informative.
Okay.
How long are you going to have to... You're not leaving yet, all right? It's going to look another while to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've got my... my main exams are when... been around your son twice. No, once.
Oh, one more month?
No. When Mars has been around one more time, back where it is now.
Oh, okay. Another year. And some.
Oh. Okay. I'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi to you.
We don't know our astronomy, do we? Another year?
I don't know. How long does Mars take to get around our sun?
Close to 2 years.
2 years. Well, I said a year and a bit.
You said, and some, I'm being told.
Yeah, because Kara gave me a bit of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it takes for Mars to get around the sun.
And how long does it take?
364 days, 12 hours, and 36 minutes.
You've lost a whole entire day.
No, I've lost 12 hours.
No, you haven't.
No, less than 12 hours.
It takes 365 days and 6 hours.
Okay, so I mean...
No, 5 hours and... Do you want me to get real technical?
No, thank you, darling.
Okay.
We don't have time for it.
Yes. Frank. Okay, I will put on the next guest speaker.
Corton's not going to do it.
He says that there isn't anything to add.
Oh, okay. Good enough. Hey, buddy.
Hello!
So, a Horak. And a buddy. How cute. It's a mental picture.
Mm-hmm. And mental picture, huh?
You bet. Good. That's quite fascinating. I like the listen about the Tenubial family.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does your little portion of this
story... I've never done my part.
But you know it by heart. So you,
mm-hmm.
Really, that's very good. Mm-hmm. How long does it take?
It takes... 5 hours. Mm-hmm.
You learned it by heart.
Uh-huh.
You are quite an actress.
I have to be.
Yes, you do. That's quite a script.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait to hear about your telling of the story someday.
Ah.
When does it happen? When is the next gathering of the family?
Next gathering of the family is on the conjunction of the sun and the moons.
So sometime in the near future, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
And everybody tells a part. For the family members that live far away, they select an individual to tell their part.
Oh. Hmm. Well, if your part's 5 hours long and there's 3,000 family members,
mm-hmm.
Well, they can't all be 5 hours long.
Nah.
Oh, okay. I say it's, you know, you'd be basically living there for a year or so listening to the story.
Mm-hmm. It's, our father is head of family.
Right.
So as daughters and sons, we have
the longer parts.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. Now, with your family, is it very structured as far as, you know, from the head of the family down?
The higher up in the family, the more structured it is.
Okay, so you have to go to specific family functions as a family member, being as your daughter of the head of the family?
No.
Oh, so you're not like Carr, where you have to do a certain role and all.
No. That goes to...
Not your older sister, not mm-hmm. Leah's older sister.
The way it works is, on the climbing pole, there is my father and my mother. And then there is my biggest brother, and then my biggest sister. And they have important parts to play. And then there is Leah, and she has a little part to play. And there's me and my little brother. We don't get to play any parts, except for at really big family functions.
What are you going to choose? Tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So I can get away with wriggling around the family meetings.
Yeah. Not for long.
I can get away with it as long as I want.
Okay, so your family is important as far as trade and things going serious, I take it.
Sorry?
Well, with the fishing, things like that, you have your family has a part to play itself in the whole grand scheme of Sirius.
Uh-huh.
Right. So is there any part of that that you are responsible for?
No.
Oh, okay. So you have to learn the family business or something.
No.
You lucky girl.
Uh-huh. It's not expected of me.
Ah.
I can sun myself on the beach all day. I can go to college for as long as I want. I can...
gallivant around the galaxy.
Uh-huh. I can get joined as much as I want, and nobody can say a word.
So in other words, there is no such thing as family scandals.
You want to hear family scandals? I heard a story a while ago of a family that the head lady... The head lady, I think the head is quite appropriate in this story, was...
I won't wonder whose that family is.
I know whose family it is.
Well, anyway.
Yes, it was that family.
That's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, then, basically, have you had a chance to really get out and explore the galaxy at all, or, no, not really?
No. The only path I've seen of the galaxy is from my chambers.
So, haven't been to the city ships yet at all?
City ships, no.
You plan on going someday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, I'll make a tour.
Well, it's funny, even down here we know what city ships kind of are set up as far as their...
Yeah, they could do some rest and relaxation. I'll liven things up.
Yes, I'm sure you will, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they've already got a chance to witness you in probably a few different halls up there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be a celebrity when you go up.
Mm-hmm. I've actually working on one at the moment, a couple nights ago.
Why did you?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, excellent.
three guys and two girls and myself.
Oh, and how's the editing going on that?
I keep on getting stuck in particular parts as I'm editing.
Getting a little too excited through the editing part. Mm-hmm. Oh, it must be a tough job.
Oh, yeah, but somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
And my assistant is very willing and helpful.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have two assistants. They take it in turns.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think is there credits and everything that run? Mm-hmm. You know, this hollow performed by Huna and...
I use my stage name.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Edited by her assistant, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this other assistant, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm. But actually, the assistants are in it as well.
And there is a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the storyline of your latest video, hollow that you're editing?
Okay. Two girls.
Okay.
Are out in the woods.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they come across a girl and two guys.
Okay.
And they spend the night in the cabin. And this terrible storm comes up. And there's no joinings at this point.
There isn't?
No. Okay. Well, apart from a beautiful love scene between the girl and one of the guys.
Okay.
And they play a faithful couple throughout the whole entire thing that is trying to be... subdued.
Okay.
And whilst this storm's going on, this guy comes in that is terribly cold and got caught in the storm. And he's taken care of by one of the girls. And there's a beautiful resuscitation scene that goes at turns from a resuscitation scene into a full-on love scene.
Okay.
And then there's my scene that I've got different hair. And I'm wearing a little less makeup than I normally wear in the hollows. And I look a lot younger. And I get seduced by the guy that was rescued and the girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have to portray the path as a virgin. It's a lot of fun magics.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of muscle control. I get turned into a sex craved.
Not a big stretch in your acting ability.
No. Get turned into a sex craved, and I try to seduce first the guy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't succeed. Then I try to seduce the girl, the two faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost gives it, but is rescued by her boyfriend.
Right.
And there's a beautiful consummation scene. And then it finishes up with myself getting very passionate with the one girl and the two guys.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it ends with me sitting all on my own, wearing a big dress, going, oh boy.
Oh, you're pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so you filmed this up on the mountain, the ski mountain?
We did it in several locations, actually.
Yeah.
We did the storm scene in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the seducing of me in the woods up above Lake Dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a lot of the more intimate scenes in the garden at the back of Mark's place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else in there I know that was in this?
No. Just six of us.
But none of them I know except for you.
That's right.
Okay.
The hardest part of the whole entire thing was doing the virgin scene.
I can imagine that was a stretch of your imagination.
I reached back and remembered quite easy, but it was to act, I get into that state. Takes a lot of muscle control.
Well, I'll try to stay awake or try to stay solid enough to watch this at some point.
Oh, I won't have it finished for a while.
Okay.
There's a few technical glitches. Oh. And the funny thing is, I don't know if it's their names.
I would learn them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd be writing with different names.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, my dear. That's very informative. Mm-hmm.
Actually, the girl that plays the faithful one, she's really into sexual activity.
Mm-hmm. A bit of acting on her part, too.
Mm-hmm. She has a hollow of me in my first when she has all my discs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she almost died when I asked her.
Well, me.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
She said that she would do anything. So I asked to see her acting skill.
You certainly asked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So I gave her a demanding role as a faithful girl.
Well, excellent, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Good job on your part.
Yeah, I think I might do a sequel, actually.
Ooh, should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we got to get on to the next
sequel. Oh, yeah. And I've got to go off and deal with several urges.
Okay, well, have fun with all of you, one of them.
Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, Corton.
Miss Tenuville and her intimate actions. Let's not put that on the internet.
Let's not. We can put some of it, though, the first part there.
Yes, I suggest that you edit very carefully.
I will do so.
Her pheromone level is extremely high. Her aura is, I believe you would say, passionate pink.
Mm-hmm.
Very passionate. Okay.
Okay, gotta hustle, running short on time.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Yo, dude!
Alright, babe, what's your sign?
What's my sign? High fives.
High five sign.
Okay. That's my sign. Why are you asking everybody's sign?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. Never had that in, 5 years? Never asked anybody their sign.
Oh. Mine's the Arup.
Same as
No,
famous.
That's a Horok.
Oh.
Arup.
Aura.
Arup.
What's that look like?
You would call it antelope?
Oh, an antelope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fast, springy, little bullet headed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good job. What's Kara's?
Kara's is the Bayak.
A Bayak.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's kind of a half humanoid and a half bear. Are
you kidding me? Kara? Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a wise person of the woods.
Oh, I get it. Sort of like our Pan kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, love, so what are we on to tonight? We are on to, let's see, Memorial to Princess Diana?
I'll work with Kara on that due to the fact that somebody might get very sensitive over it.
Okay, yeah, our timing is going to be kind of tight on this, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will link minds and work
on it. Over to me.
Yeah, besides, I'm going to be out of commission pretty soon on that front, and I keep on getting passes made at me.
Commission on what?
On the buddy front.
Oh.
On her urges.
Well, what's wrong with you? You want to encourage him?
Mm-hmm.
No, bummer.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, so you want to get busy and get through this part real quick.
Well, it won't start until probably... not today, that's for sure.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, so we are on to... Let's see, Kiri.
Yes, I was the last time I looked. Russ.
Engineering... on the split of apparatus.
Do you have to make me think?
Thought maybe it would be a change of pace for you.
I'm trying to think actually.
Okay.
Living app.
Okay.
Let me see, ad libbing. She's got me mixed in my brain that night. Okay. Let me see. We don't have that long on the tape, do we? We have that 5 minutes.
Let me check. We've got a little bit of time here, Jim. I'd say 10 minutes.
Let me see. Okay, brief. God, that's going to have to be brief because it is quite a dissertation.
Want to see it next week?
Might be best then.
Okay.
It is rather long and drawn out. In fact, I'll talk to Theatre and get put me on a little bit sooner.
All
right. Well, actually, next week is Bunny's last week, isn't it?
Well, we'll schedule things around it.
Yeah.
So I would like to get this part on.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a longie.
So it give you a chance to practice up and work on it a little bit.
Yeah. Get rid of some of the useless stuff that I've got worked out.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, get it a little bit more condensed. Probably.
We've got a lot of stuff going on here anyway right now.
Yes.
So we'll just play around now.
And Corton is fading out, so he says he's not going all the way. He's just conserving energy.
Oh, good job for Corton.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him too. I haven't seen him in a while.
Was he in the week before last?
Yeah, but he's not, you know, it's been, remember, it used to be at least once a week.
Yeah.
The Omald and Corton and Tia.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back at the start?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But always be Omald and Corton for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Well, they found out their duties quite well, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really well-structured set of sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking back on it, went through where it was very, very structured.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of got relaxed and a little rambling. Now it's been brought back to a tighter format. Kind of combination of the both.
Yeah, well, there were points there we had, you know, various guests like Johnny and stuff where we couldn't get into a structured format almost.
Mm-hmm. But Skip fitted in very well into the structured format.
I agree. But there was the Bethany sessions, which are pretty structured.
Yeah. But I think that with the growing, the structure is important.
I agree. In fact, I don't know if you read my dissertation. No, you didn't. Or I haven't told you yet. That I did a dissertation about growth.
Lots of Tara stuff?
Yeah.
There are two healing things?
Mm-hmm. The one tonight and the one last week.
Okay.
And what about, week I'm working on.
What about the one... Oh, that's already on there. Yeah. I mean, she's getting some good stuff in.